made to dance like this.
Like this.
Y'all was made to bounce like this.
Like this.
Let her know she was made for you. And she wanna do everything she wants to.
Smoking like this shit, the only job I got. Clouded every hour, smelling louder than your flower pot. Let it blaze, burning bushes, Yahweh done found the spot. Complex, godly off the THC that sour got. Hit me in the chest like it showed me how that chopper pop. You ain't get it by now, I'm seeing my merry clown in your optional different strands of potency in the loud you got. Fuck the white girl, I'm to the moon if I found a rock. I'm on to you niggas who steadily slump, asking how high, and I ain't even tell you to jump. I'm veiling the funk, and I don't mean inhaling the skunk. We spreading these blunts the same size as elephant trunks. Already we up, watching shit y'all subjectively touch. Silly niggas never stick to their objective enough. Expect to fire somewhere.
It's your boy RB King in the building, and you are now rocking with the Smoking Words Podcast. Like I said, it's your boy RB King, Smoking Words. And as you can see, yo, I got my fucking Christmas gear. We with the holiday special, y'all. And we got the live show in the building. Make some noise, make some noise. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, boom, we're going to do things a little different today. As you know, it's your boy RB King, a.k.a. Mr. Spliffendor, representing, you know what I mean, Punchline Punch in the building. And today I got the Hokito for your sofrito, you know what I mean? So we doing big things, big things, big things. Yeah, man, how you feeling? My boy Dottie, my boy Dottie Too Hottie is on the couch. How you feeling, my boy? How you feeling?
Good, man. I'm
yeah,
good
you. Shit, you it's been a minute. You've been trying to come on the Smoking Words Podcast. I done had GVO in here. I done had Lace Guard here twice.
You want to know so crazy?
What's crazy?
I was actually here one of them episodes. Uh-huh. One of the best episodes, if not the best episode. I was just in the background, you know, monitoring. Yeah, that episode was a little different.
Yeah, because if you remember from the recap. And from episode 7, and from multiple times we've been talking about this shit, my boy OYB Jatan, he goes by what? King the Fiend now? King the Fiend.
Say that
the
again?
Nigga goes by King the Fiend.
I don't know if you want to be a fiend.
But he got a little bit too hot. Mm-hmm. He got some pink walls. You know how the pink walls be hitting, you know what I mean? So he got some of the drink I made called the pink walls. The motherfucker drank a whole cup. Now, I had bigger cups than this. I had the double cup styrofoam shit. He drank the whole thing down to the bottom. And I didn't know this until after, but he doesn't drink like that.
He said,
and then he came on the fucking podcast talk about I quit smoking cold turkey two weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks, bro.
Everybody pressed this nigga like, yo, you know what podcast you on? And you bugging? Like, nah, yeah,
What part do you understand? The smoking or the words? Like,
neither one of them shits. But one tradition I'm not going to break is us digging in the lighter box. Now, when you dig in the lighter box, Dottie, disclaimer, put my shit back, sir. All right? Cause niggas be out here swiping. I know you done been in these circles.
Yeah.
I know the shit done happened to you. I know you done walked off and done found somebody lighter in your pocket before. You know what I mean?
I was happy too.
So we gonna dig in a lighter box. No looking.
All right, so I can't see that one I wanted.
What that is?
Holy moly donut shops.
What's holy moly donut? Oh, this nigga got the donuts. The mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3. I got my... Hold. Is he on Mars? Is he on Mars? Is this nigga on Mars? I see... He got two planets behind
him. He's on the moon. That's the dude that first touched the moon.
Yeah? Show me your lighter one more time. Show me your shit.
Oh, Excuse me, I pulled a hold of the mic. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm messing up, man. The donut. Holy moly. That's next Friday. Friday after next.
Put his whole mic down. We ain't even spark nothing yet.
Because I thought they told me I had to spark.
Now, now we going spark. Now we going spark. What you got? No. What you got? What you?
I got it. Smoking? I'm smoking on some Thin Mints Girl Scouts.
Some Thin Mint Girl Scouts?
Yeah.
My man,
the Bubble Kush.
Oh, I'm so you different. Mixing.
Yeah,
you're
I mixing. Like that. I like that.
I'm smoking on some Zushi. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Do it to me nice, douchey. So, yeah, man, what's been going on? Like, all right, so you watched most of the episodes.
Most of the episodes. What's there?
What's one Weeder Kit that, you know what I mean, that sticks with you, that you just like, nah, motherfuckers need to follow this Weeder Kit.
That
motherfuckers holy need to see and follow and practice this
I'm
motherfucking
fat,
shit.
Y'all see me swear I'm hot. I ain't Obi on Obi. I'm hot. It get hot, fat, all these lights.
Take that shit off.
Man. Nah, this is my Christmas. Yeah. That's why I'm trying to hold it down. I'm trying to hold it down. But my favorite one is when people act like they don't got no weed, man. And they smoke all your weed.
The hoarders.
I mean, I'm a good-hearted person. You know I smoke. Whether you smoke or not, if I'm rolling up,
mm-hmm.
you're going to hit it. Whether you smoke or not. If you smoke, if you don't got it, you're going to hit it. But think of a brother sometimes. Like, can you hold me down at a point in time? Like, sometimes I want to hold my blunt. Like, it's some good weed. I want you to try it and not smoke all of it with me. Like, you understand me? But
so,
that's one
so,
thing
so,
that sticks
so
to
when
me.
So when that situation happened, how you handle that? You know what I mean? You know, homie got weed. You done seen him cop his shit. You done seen him spin his bread. And he just pulling up to the safe. And nobody else know but you know. And he just taking L's. Not pulling out his eighth. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How much is your eighth, bitch?
Roll up sessions get lessened. They decrease with me. Mm. Yeah, you won't get a hit up. Not at all. I love you. You got to hit me up. Yeah, dog, I got
some good. All right, so this goes to another Weeder Kit. What about the people who invite themselves? They just see you on the block. Yo, my man, daddy, you go that way. Oh, I'm going that way, too. What's good?
You hit. I ain't going to lie. This is my first blunt, man. I ain't smoke all day. That shit still work. Y'all think it still work. Use that. I'm telling you, this is my old blunt. I ain't smoke all day, man. Mm-hmm. I got to hit this, bro.
That's God. I be telling people it's okay to smoke Dolo. If a nigga be like, nah, man, I'm feeling it right now, you gotta let him rock. Also, if somebody feel that way, you gotta get out your fucking feelings and let them feel that way. You can't take it personal, man. At all.
And it's 2020 going on 2021. Like, if you smoke, you gotta have some type of something. You're not gonna just wake up here, well, I'm gonna smoke. Yeah, I'm gonna be high as ever. Nah, you gotta start putting that into your budget. Like, okay, I gotta buy this, and I gotta buy groceries, and I gotta buy roll up, all that.
Weeder Kit number three, fix yourself, supply yourself. Supply your fucking self. Don't be coming to me to supply you. Don't be coming to your peoples for them to supply you. That shit is not the way. These are all habits that I'm trying to get people to get out of. This is why the Smoking Words podcast exists. You know what I mean?
I'm about to say, let them take the initiative. Like, when you got certain people, like I know, like if you got an A butt man and you a consistent customer, eventually they throw you something. You know what I'm saying? Eventually. Wait your turn. They're going to throw you something. If you consistent, they're
going to
throw
but
you
if
something.
If you keep going to the motherfucker, yo, I got seven.
I got...
Yo, can I say first something? Of all, who buying dimes still?
Thank you.
I got seven.
Thank you. Listen, you call my phone. No. Listen. You're not going to call my phone.
If you 12, buying dimes, you either an old head or you don't smoke that much.
Yo.
Stop dime shaming. Fuck that.
Bro.
Apes are better.
Yo. Better.
How much is your ape, pussy? Nah, I'm sorry.
Nah, but for real.
I'm saying though, like.
Nah, like for real though, like I really get woken up 12, 1 o'clock in the morning sometimes for a dime. Like, bro, you just got a dime on you. Like, and you know you can't lie because they know you, like, you smoke. So you, like, nah, I don't got it, bro. I'm asleep. You don't got no respect for a dime or A for something. Like, you won't get that either because of my smoker pack, but. You know what I'm saying?
If I do got it, and you have, and cause I've seen this before, and I've, you know what I mean? Like, different women have, like, put me on, like, yo, if you gonna hit me up late at night, then you need to be getting something in order for me to get up out of my sleep. And I respect that, because it's just like, the fuck, you going wander the streets 2 a.m. and hit the nigga up for a demo? You want this motherfucker to get up out of their bed, boy or girl, because there's some female sellers out here too. Shouts to y'all, because y'all get most of the money. You know what I mean? When y'all actually apply y'all shit. When y'all actually apply, when y'all act, yo, some of the best Budmen have been bud women.
Let me tell you something, because females do not play about, you think we don't play about they weed? They will call you back in the hobby. You know, sometimes, nah, that's my man. I always cop, I don't want to give it weed back. They don't care if you give them free weed. You there all the time. That one time you got bad weed. No, I don't like that. They will call your phone.
Facts.
They call your phone back.
I didn't like this.
I didn't like it. No, what's this? What's this? I don't, And you gotta respect it. I mean, good shit. You hear me? Some
hold on,
good
hold on,
shit.
Hold on. We got some ladies in the audience. I think they try to talk their shit. What's up, yo? So we just talk about female dealers. Somebody in the crowd has something to say about female dealers. What y'all have to say? Anything?
No, females don't play about their weed.
They don't play about their weed. Their money.
So my point of view of female dealer and dating a dealer is like, you know, like you're saying, time is money. You gonna hit somebody up at 2 o'clock in the morning, like make sure you getting a big load of a quantity. And also it's like, as a female, like you can't let these niggas intimidate you. Like you gotta know what you giving, you gotta know your products and know what you selling to people. Cause people gonna be like, all right, so what's fire right now? What's mostly selling? Ah, you gotta know what you doing. And as a female dude, you gotta be on top of it, cause niggas like to play. They be like, oh, what's up, baby girl? You gotta learn how to separate your money and what the niggas that you actually wanna fuck at the end of the night. Ooh, but we gonna go to next
ooh.
One.
Niggas, she said that's a... Woo! She hit it right on the T.
Just piggybacking off of what Dottie said, like, some females will call him back and be like, you said this shit was fire. I don't give a fuck if you gave it to me for free. This shit is trash.
Oh, these the female consumers now.
Yeah, they
consumers, yeah. But straight up, like, we just won't hit y'all back. The thing is, y'all try to get us with, oh, I sell sour. And... like, all right, cool. We'll give you a little shot. But if this shit is whack, we're not calling you back. I hope y'all know that. We're not calling you
back. Stop trying to fuck your customers, weed man.
That's one. Then on top of that, then
she just said, yo, fuck about that sour, nigga.
Listen. And this is not just a statement.
No, we're not. But.
So how
much
free weed?
Huh? Oh, I just get free weed.
Yeah, no, listen, you gotta understand, and like I said, this is not just a statement. To me, this is actual factual. Hold on, y'all, I'm sorry.
He's trying to,
and you're never gonna let him fuck.
No.
Look.
You just gonna keep taking free weed.
No, look. No, you gotta understand, look.
This nigga's gonna keep
doing that. He's never gonna carry back on what Chocolate said. Like,
these niggas really are trying to, like, not necessarily scam us, but they trying to be like, oh, this shit is worth this much. Nigga, I paid $30 for this shit one time. Don't even try to sell this shit for $45, excuse me.
I'm saying, like
that shit that I've been smoking. Like no 50.
Exactly.
At all. And like I wanted to say, females spend the most money.
We want to smoke.
And if it's good, they spend that amount. I swear, more than these dudes.
We don't mind paying for good weed as long as it's good
weed.
If it's good.
Can I go after?
Yes.
And I have a perspective that is, you know, I'm also female, but just in this situation. Because I end up in situations where it's like, if I get too close and friendly, like she was saying, that's absolutely right. But I'm not someone that you feel like you're going to fuck. So it's like, now you try to do the extra friendship thing, and it's like we have to be very careful because I'm also fun and I'm a goofy person.
Yeah.
So it's like we're not too friendly to where you feel like, okay, sis. Then the sis thing starts. Then it's like, oh, this is my sis. And it's just like, you know what I'm saying? Now I'm everybody's little sister, and it's just like,
yeah, I gave
her free, you know,
weed.
What I'm saying?
We end up being the cash app at the end of the night. Yeah. Like,
exactly.
You paid for that.
Exactly.
You thought you gave it to her for free. Nah,
right. So, yeah, just like, you know, I feel like females can be targeted in that way, and they think that it's, like, a part of it, you know, like they can get a deal out of that, and it's like, nah.
You can't be friends sometimes.
And to talk about that too, some females start thinking because you're females, you're gonna get free weed. I gotta pay bills just like you gotta get your bags and wigs and stuff. This is important. But some females, they think they, like I said, they try to come and, give me some weed. Give you what? Give me some money. Please and thank you. Crazy, give me some weed.
Dealer, having like some type of connection or relation with a dealer. It's like, you know, out of respect, you know, here you go.
That's different. That's a little different. I feel like you get like allowance of weed. You my female. I'm gonna give you a certain amount. Listen, you, and then you smoking with me too. So you got your amount when you by yourself,
and when you with me. So don't,
you shouldn't ask for nothing. You should be knowing that you know when to drop and when I'm gonna give you some more weed for to hold you down. You feel me? But you don't gotta ask. And with your friends,
I'm respectable of it. It's your business, your husband. I'm very respectful.
That's what I'm saying. But I just wanna understand, because every dude, like I said, you gotta put everything in a budget just in case. So I'm gonna put you in my budget. You smoke, you're my wife. I'm going to make sure that I have something, just like as I smoke, to have you hold it down when you're not with me. When you with me, you don't even got to roll up your shit. I'm going to get high, pass it to you anyway. When you not with me, you got weed to smoke. But don't be thinking you're going to ask every day. Every day, I use them every day.
Facts.
Every day.
Facts. Not every day. Every not day. All day.
Not
every day. You know what I mean? Because granted, you are a woman and you're in my presence and I have an abundance. And I have no problem sharing with anyone. But like I said, these shits are to tackle the habits, the bad habits. You know I got bud. You know I'm always smoking. You know I share. You gonna pull up every day?
Every day.
Every day?
Yes. Exactly. That's the point. That's why I say I agree so much with her, because it's like, if you create that, then it's like this dude is gonna try to assume that there's more there, because it's like you expecting free shit. That's why it's like I always pay. Like I only hang with niggas, but it's like I pay y'all.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Because I ain't got, it's no reason for you to like me or think that like I have, like we're like that. You know what I'm saying? And it's like you should get your money, not to mention it, you know what I'm saying? Like, it should be exactly what I asked for.
Gangsta.
Also, like, you know what I'm saying?
Nigga try to pull that move on Ivy, she be like, no, nigga, like, bopping up the wrong tree.
Not to mention, I'll loan you, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't, if you look at it like that, then it's like you're already wrong for letting him give you so much stuff. Because then he's going to want something in return for that. Even if y'all brother and sister, it's going to be like, he's going to start asking you for
facts. Because you know what that fucking conversation turned into with his boys and shit? Nigga, I done gave her bear wee. I didn't get no pussy.
Right. That's and corny. Another thing is just the fact that it's that's like, corny. I'll do that, make sure that's I pay corny. My boys anytime we do that, any type corny. Of money exchanges. But I'll oftentimes bring somebody else to influence them as having more customers.
Yo, hold on.
So
not
it's
to,
like,
not
you
to,
should help that too if you're a female and you got other people you can bring.
Not to cut y'all off. All right. But as you can see, and I'm so glad this happened in the middle of the fucking episode. Candy Cravemore brought some fucking snacks, some salted, sugary gingerbread, man. I got some, what's those? What's those? The sugar cookies,
sugar
nigga.
Cookies.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
Sugar cookies. And sugar cookies and powdered sugar gingerbread cookies for everybody.
Yes.
You know what I mean? With some
you get a cookie. You get a cookie. Everybody
get a cookie. You get a cookie.
You get cookie, though.
But yo, you know what's one of my favorite cookies?
Talk to me. Chocolate. You talk about the weed or?
Chocolate cookie.
And
by the way, I have another guest that's going to join us on the couch. Oh, I didn't even show y'all my Christmas present, motherfucker.
Santa.
You know what I mean? So, like I said, speaking of chocolate.
Talk about the weed or the actual person?
Nah. It's somebody here. She go by Chocolate Batty. Chocolate body in the chocolate. Building. Yo,
soft.
Invited to the North Pole. The North Pole.
Children.
It's up.
It's up.
It's up. Chocolate Batty said she ain't even want no Hokito.
I had a little sip, a little dip dab in it.
Yeah, a little dip dab. Nah,
shout out to whoever made that.
You know, yeah, man, to the left.
We're gonna get to that.
So, where your L at, first of all? What happened?
This is business hours right now.
Oh, okay.
Hey. We got function to function to function.
Smoking so, word.
If you know anything,
I participated though.
Nah, I say nah. That's what's up. Just reading the
if you know anything about if you know anything about Kenny Craymore cookies, you know what's in them. You know what's in them. So you grab on. You grab one of these.
What's in the cookies?
Apparently
you know what's in these cookies. Candy. Her shit say Candy Craymore. What can of what? Bis.
What's the image right there?
You have to grab us herbal.
I have to grab a cookie too. Okay.
That's some kind of beer.
Killers on the couch.
You know what I mean? It's a cookie indeed. We're gonna taste test.
It's
these
the logo
right
for
now.
Me. Like it's very creative. I like that part.
You know what I mean?
Get the cookie and the coquito.
Nope, I picked up the wrong one.
Hold on. Mm-hmm.
Drink this with some coquito.
The cookie? The delicioso.
Dripping in the milk with the coquito.
A delicioso.
No. Ooh. So chocolate.
This is good.
So tell the people like what you be doing, what you into, like why you on the couch right now.
I got invited onto the couch first of all. Number one. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Well, first off, my name is definitely Chocolate Batty. I am definitely the host of Spicy Sundays with Chocolate Batty. That's every Sunday from 9 to 11. Hashtag everything sex. Hashtag big dick energy only.
Woo!
Where we talk about, we talk about music, you know, that's my PG-13 version. You know, we always got to keep it clean and stuff. And then, you know, we turn into rated R and I turn, you know, we get spicy. The toys that she was actually speaking about, like, those aren't personally my toys. It's actually sponsored by Exotic Dreams 2020 on Instagram. You can catch them as well.
All right, so tell the people what the toy was like. Cause I seen a toy, but everybody.
There was a couple of toys. So the first toy that we started, talking about was the safari penis that you could definitely catch on my Instagram.
The safari penis?
Yeah. Safari, like the real man safari, like Erica Mena's husband safari, the Jamaican man.
You have a toy called safari penis.
No, it's safari's penis. I didn't call it that.
Oh, it's the clone of his dildo. Right?
Yes. It's a dildo of... Shrek! But no, it don't do nothing. It's legit just a regular dildo. Of safari. It's an exotic ass fucking dildo. Yep. Talk about it.
Well, y'all got one, y'all.
Have I? No. No, thank you. No, thank you. I'm not.
False advertisement. False advertisement.
Was that the one I seen you twirling like this?
Hell yes. Hell yes. Proudly. Yeah.
Yo. By the way,
all right, so boom. So right before me and you had the question. Also, I got an announcement to make with Chocolate Batty in a few minutes. But before we got into that that conversation, I'm scrolling down and me and one of my boys is like looking through your pages and we see you just wilding. She fucking
put it in the air, just like a helicopter.
She got a whole fucking dildo in her hand. And nigga, my boy passed me the phone like, yo, boy, she wildin'. I was just like, oh, shit. So that was the
But the purpose dick. Of that dildo was because, like, I was, like, advertising for my newest little exotic thing I like to do on the side time. You know, I like to give exotic massages, which is a penis massage. So I was actually advertising for that part. It comes with
ain't that a hand job?
Yes. With no sexual happy ending. Like you can nut and everything, but you're not getting no pussy. Let me explain to you. Some men have real life fetishes, okay?
No,
and some men are just okay with just enough satisfaction. For the hand job, it starts at $125. Nice. Cause I'm not gonna stop until you nut. Like that's the whole question.
Oh,
it's not me. listen.
Come over here and get this non-sexual hand job.
That ass. And it comes with, yo, let me tell you, and it comes with a whole, like, you know, like the little bullet vibrator. Yes, I'm going to be dressed up in lingerie. You're going to have, you're going to get some, listen, we can get some of their order, some of their oils and stuff. We can get some butter. Okay. You know, set the tone in the hotel room, lay you up nice and nice, okay? No, you do not. What do you think your $124 paying you for?
It's included too.
For me? Just for me? Oh, baby, just for me is more than that. Oh. 125 is just for these hands. That's it. These dick grippers.
No.
That's it.
125, you catch these hands, nigga. Catch these hands for 125.
She can't pass limited no blunt, boy.
No.
She's smoking to the face.
Yeah, how you can, baby.
Nah, but that's, listen, hey. Get it how you can. Right. I think that's fire. If
with the bullet little vibrator, like this size.
The
and
bullet?
It's black. Yep, and it's called a bullet, and it's a vibrator.
She fucking the game up.
Listen, I ain't gonna hold you because some men be like, yo, like my lady is not kinky. Like, what female you actually know wants to put on a leash while you holding the fucking collar, the fucking shit, the leash and collar? How many females you know want to do that? How many females you know that actually want to get tied down to the bed? Things like that. Other women that are more like, you know, just open minded, that's okay with it. And that's what I do. Like, I'm not, so listen.
I'm
get
not,
your
not,
desire, you but nothing fast. Sexual at the end of it. Get it how you can.
I'm doing it. I'm trying to invest. I'm trying to get more girls to stay.
So,
Batty Antics, tap in.
I'm trying to get Batty some Antics. Brian
tap
with
in.
You.
All right, so within
Batty Antics,
within the realm of that industry, what is something that you've come across that has been like an ultimate nah, fuck out of here? Like, hands down, no, you crossed this line, fuck out of here. I'm not doing it. I'm not with it.
Honestly, I'm very picky with my clients.
Okay.
So it's like, I'm not just gonna go with no regular everyday nigga that's just trying to
Bill Clinton
talk.
In
like,
it.
Yeah, like that's what I'm saying. Like, you gotta be picky with people because like you, so a regular nigga gonna hit you up talking about, yeah, what's up, like you said, talking about, yeah, just smoking weed. Niggas be like, yo, we can chill. I got a bottle. I got weed. They think that you'll be satisfied just off of that.
That's
so
a rat.
So it's like, nah, I'm picky with my clients. So it's like, you know, there's guidelines, there's contracts, there's respect on it. So,
That's good.
You know, when you got the mindset of straightforwardness, it's all right. I think if you stoop down to it a little lower, then you know, you become dumb to it, then I'll probably say that I got some problems with it. But I feel like I'm okay.
No, I respect that, though. Like, that's a business.
Black business.
Yeah, you could brand
black business.
It's different from OnlyFans.
Well, not a sex worker. I'm an adult entertainer.
Hey.
Because if you check me out on Instagram at @_chocolatebaddie, @BHADDIE_, my whole title on my page says adult entertainment. Nothing is sexual.
I feel you.
I get it. I feel you. But speaking of entertainment, I like to be entertained. I know some people watching and listening like to be entertained. So we got some contestants for this rolling contest. See, we doing special things.
I'm
for
on
this
my
holiday
sucking blood
show.
On the show.
You know what I mean?
Sucking what?
What?
What you say?
I said I'm on my second blunt.
Second blunt.
What?
That's the telephone game right there. That was a good telephone right there.
Nah, I said blunt.
Oh, okay. I heard you now. Loud and clear.
So what we gonna do? We gonna head over to the.
He's still dead.
Y'all wild.
He's still dead.
Sure.
Hold it down.
I gotta get up close and personal.
Oh, you said light in your pocket.
Yep.
Light is in your pocket.
Everything in your pocket.
Light not everything. Light is in your pocket.
That will make it no sense.
Lighters in your pocket.
Fronto in your pocket too. Everything.
No. Y'all got the Fronto. Wait, hold on.
Hey, I got
Yeah. Go ahead. Rip.
Ain't nobody carrying.
I thought that was
when
a part
you roll
of the
up,
contest.
Ain't nobody carrying Fronto in their hair like this old day.
I thought ripping the Fronto was part of the contest.
My boy Steph is ready.
Yeah, I got my money on Steph.
Ain't nobody got a rolling tray.
You got your money on Steph?
Steph, yeah.
I feel like
my bread is on DC.
I feel like DC's blunt gonna hit better though.
My bread is on DC.
They're not doing it by how.
Are we gonna get to that?
All right. You got your frontal, your papers, your weed. You got your frontal, your papers, your weed. You got your frontal, your papers, your weed. All right. All right. So today, I got one of the punchline punch princesses, DC.
Hey.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
You know what I mean?
Smoking words, second production assistant, and punchline punch, second camera assistant, my boy Steph, aka Trapaholics in the building.
Trapaholics, Trapaholic filming.
And I got my second punchline punch princess in the building.
Get Renee, to that, get to that,
that
get
girl, Renee. I'm sitting right here and commentating.
She actually gonna use her hands. You handicapped her, bro.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, you gotta give her room. All beat.
6 feet, no pressure.
All right.
6 feet, no
That's
pressure.
That's one thing I can't roll. Somebody up old me.
She's small. She's
remember
small.
Back in the day when somebody ain't know you know how to roll up.
So, I'm good.
Like roll up.
Cinco. Cuatro, tres, dos, uno. Cero, go.
Let's check out the technique.
Let's check out the
technique. DC is in the race right now. She got the weed.
Somebody, DC is being
breaking the rain very fast.
DC's being very innovative. He's on her phone first.
I like how Steph is very focused. Steph is very focused. Calmly, knowing that he's going
to. Steph just got straight down to the floor.
Yard man rolling over here in the corner of the pond.
We got Beach. She's crushing it down with the nails. With the nails. Oh, Steph is ripping the Fonto. He's on to the Fonto.
Oh, man. Oh, man. What's going on?
It's just the no crusher part.
Ripping the Fonto straight down.
Oh, no.
So, Steph, how are you feeling in this moment right now? Why are you brushing down the weed?
Get him.
It's always good, watch easy, out. Steady.
Slow, black man on scene.
Okay, okay, Steph.
Here she goes slow right now. Oh, my God. It's amazing. Here it is. We have some floor action one more time. And over in the corner, we have the iPhone full. Wow. DC still trying to break it down. It must be some sticky Iggy. We've got some expert charring here going on right here. Up and down, he burns.
He's roasting. He's roasting the Fonto.
She's all the way at the end down there with a shaky hand. Little nerves catching up here on the second round here.
Still bringing that away.
Second lap, here we go. He's folding that paper and getting it perforated. Wow, we still got DC over here. Now she's concentrating. Wow, look at her finding the perfect strip.
Finding the perfect
strip. How did she find the strip the first time?
Wow.
Like I said, my man Steph is in the race.
Wow, he's Steph, in. Big man in the middle there, filling up the weed. He's taking us
look
to where we need to be.
Wow.
Chad.
As you can
the
see,
the women
Chad.
Is yes. By
Chad. Yes.
He's very focused.
He's
Chad.
Doing great.
He's very focused.
As
Chad.
You can see here, if we close in here, you can see.
He's
wow.
Really focused.
I like DC is right on his tail.
I like
coming straight up. We're right here on the third lap. Wow.
Crushing the paper.
The crowd is amazed.
Oh, he does the dab.
Steph takes a second to dab a little.
He do. He
you do. Gotta lick it up.
He does a dab a little.
He does a dab.
Just a dab
he
of
does
Daisy.
A dab.
Yeah. Wow. Neek is not looking too good down here at the end. She's still charring up the leaf. He's taking his time making sure that the form is there.
She had three grams.
But DC is still on his tail.
He about to flip
the iPhone is clearing out quite fast, as you can see. It's going from a 10 to an 8 to a 7 plus. Wow.
Oh, we got Steph.
He's licking it. He's licking it.
Wow.
Folding
it's
the
he's
quick shout out. This has been brought to you by Punchline Punch. He's smoking words.
Oh, you read the paper?
Uh-oh.
He ripped the fucking paper.
He ripped the paper. DC has a chance for the win.
He ripped
he's
the paper.
Take your time, DC. Don't let them
don't
shake
you. Don't put too much lip.
Wow. He might have to go for a Band-Aid.
Just enough spit, honey. Just enough spit.
Wow.
Oh, he's cheating.
DC, focus
he's
on what
cheating.
You're doing.
That is not a
DC's
perfect
DC's on
blunt.
His neck. Here
that
it comes.
No, that's not a perfect blunt.
The double paper is such a cheating
baby.
Method.
Baby.
But Steph is going to win it for the team.
She
Just enough spit. Just enough spit. Just enough spit. Yeah.
Yo. Oh, he licked it backwards.
DJ Quinn. We're here at the end of the round.
Don't rip it. Yeah,
wow, we
got to
just take our time here.
Uh-oh.
Yes. It is getting... No, me.
That's not a perfect blunt.
Like Thor's hammer.
That's not a perfect
blunt. It looks terrible.
She's nowhere near finished, Chocolate. She's nowhere. She's not finished.
It's not a perfect blunt. It's not even. It's not even a good blunt.
It's rolling, though.
But DC is coming through with the second place. Let's see if she wins for technique.
Go ahead, keep rolling.
Sis had half the blunt on the lap. She got half the blunt on the lap.
Second place is still up for grabs.
Steph is helping.
Steph is aiding and abetting.
Y'all ain't
there
shit.
Is no third place. You're just a loser.
Y'all ain't
Steph
shit.
Win for well, good sportsmanship.
Taking time to brag a little with the drying of the blunt.
Might as well spark it.
And now DC has finished her blunt. Now, I'm not going to lie. Second place isn't looking too bad.
There's a big hole in that shit. You see that, Rip? Or is it just me?
The chocolate got
in the glass blunt.
He rolled it. We going.
Let's not forget that speed is the first half, but the quality the second.
That's a fact.
Right.
It was the tortoise that won the race.
All right. She done licking it up down there. I'm going to just start licking, girl. Let's go. Twirl your tongue around it just enough.
She said,
She said, spin the tongue around.
Just enough spit.
Wait a minute. Just enough spit.
Wow.
She said, okay.
She said she can be very handy for the right price.
Okay. $425.
She's very hands-on with her customers.
Yes, sir. Let's go.
She have a whole nother blunt on her lap, though.
Wow. She saved that.
You ain't shit.
The whole shit.
That was.
Just don't stand up.
Good job. Yeah. Yo.
Shout out to my amazing announcer.
My cheeks hurt. My face hurt.
Legend. What you going by today, brother?
Denim Chris,
you know the vibes.
Chad.
Shout out Famborama.
Shout out. Facts. Yo, give it up to everybody participating in the blunt challenge.
They gave just enough spit on it. That was good. Yeah, very good.
You better advertise, man. That's right.
That's
what she get back to.
If you didn't, if you
at underscore chocolate baddie underscore. That's how you find me. Huh?
You got
Venmo? I do, baby. I like untaxed money.
TLC, baby.
Cash on.
Halfway through.
All right, guys.
Period.
If you can exit my couch.
Bad Santa.
Oh, wait. Are they going to leave their blunts?
No. We're going to spectate with G's a little bit later. Shout out to my boy G's. Little foreshadow for y'all. You know what I mean?
She dropped the weed. She said that for the homies.
Look, that's the dime niggas be calling for at 2 in the morning. They go your dime.
Niggas be like, yeah, boy.
Oops, sorry.
Nah.
They go the dime.
I don't got no more weed and all that.
So you was already judging spliffs. We ain't even get to the judging.
Nigga wrapped it up like it was a band, like it had a boo-boo. No. I sound like I would have still smoked it if it was still hitting.
She said, touche, my brother. That shit was hitting.
So chocolate. Before I let you go, like let people know what type of smoker are you. Like, what are your do's and don'ts about smoking with Chocolate Baddie?
I like papers and grava. Please don't bring nobody's fucking white papers.
Nah.
What is that? That's weird.
Shouts to the Marley lovers.
That shit weird. And on top of that,
smoking that loose leaf.
That part. I believe that part too. But other than that, I kind of like smoke it by myself because it's just like, I be in like my own little zone in my own little world because, you know, networking is like, you know, a big thing to me. So I like my own session. But it'd be cool like this. It's cute. But it'd be like, did you eat pussy last night on the last 24 hours?
Maybe.
Hold on, how you doing that? You doing that through the hand job?
Listen, I ain't rolled no blunts. I don't give a fuck.
Did you wash your hands?
You wash your goddamn hands?
And under my nails. And under the nails. Yup. Listen, them cuticles is real healthy, okay?
No, I know, but don't do that.
Don't do what?
We good. We here.
Oh, it's my
team. Who's the queen?
It's my. I don't give a fuck. But still, did you eat pussy this morning?
You.
Like, oh, I don't care. I ain't judging nobody.
We brush our teeth, chocolate.
Oh, you brush?
Yes.
Did you floss?
We floss and we.
Oh, we not floss. All right, high five to you.
Ooh,
period.
So even if I was to eat some pussy, nigga, I fucking.
Oh, why you ain't FaceTime me then?
Whoa, what?
Huh?
I like a live show. Period.
Right,
oh, it's not.
Give it up for chocolate, y'all.
It was nice. Thank you.
This is dark chocolate coming up. You can go back to your seat. You take your seat back.
I can get my phone.
All right.
See,
that was chocolate, my brother.
Chocolate right there. Mocha.
That's a spicy chocolate.
Wow. Mocha. That's mint chocolate. Mint. Little kick.
Jesus is about to come out.
What's the mint? Yes.
So that was chocolate. Hold it down. Hold it down on the side. That was chocolate. Chocolate baddie. Make sure you follow her at _ chocolate baddie. With a H, BHADDIE, another _ after that, all right? So, yeah, so she the truth, and she about all that shit she talks. So, get with her, get left. And the announcement that I was going to make was that for Spicy Sundays, Punchline Punch is now a new liquor sponsor. So,
all 2021.
You know what I mean? Money 20 is turning into Money 21. Fuck out of here. You know what I mean? How much is your fucking eight? Yo, listen. So when y'all check out Chocolate Baddie, Spicy Sundays, look for Punchline Punch because I'm going to be there. You know what I mean? My drinks is going to be there. And I'm going to have her and her guests lit. I used to have the whole face. Like I used to have spill teeth. Like I used to have AK explains it all. You know what I mean?
We'll see how I do.
Yo, make some noise for Punchline Punching his fucking.
I'm just saying.
Tell her not to play on my top right now. Let's get it. You know what I mean?
I'll be.
Catch these hands for 125.
I'll be. Look,
what up?
I know the challenge didn't start though, bro. But I'm 2 blunts in, bro.
Nigga, I'm facey, 2 blunts in.
Facey, I'm about to be finished though. Look at your blunt. Look at mine.
Fuck?
I'm about to be done too. It's looking like I'm winning.
Ain't no competition, nigga. I'm
shooting. Nah, no, not you. He over there. No, you don't count. You said you
share. I wrote one to share, bro. Yo. Anywho, I had another guest for the night.
Let's get to that.
My boy and yo. At the end of every episode, I'd be like, I got the bud, I got the punch, I got the bars too, because I spit bars too. Unlimited. And I brought my mans who also spit bars too. Yo, Daddy.
Who took what?
You be having bars too.
I'm a manager. You know, I damage you.
You're a manager?
Yeah, that is the manager. I handed him.
But yo, I'm talking about my man's spitter like no other from my hometown. We be mobbing. We be, you know what I mean, smoking big dope. And we be recording. My boy G's in the building. Pull up, my boy.
Yo, G's, what's the word, my boy?
Yeah.
Yo, check my man. Sneakers out.
My God.
Chad.
Look at his feet.
Chad.
Yes, sir. Chad. The drip is very important.
Oh, my boy bought his Hokito. My boy bought his Hokito and his blunt.
Woo, let's get to that.
Yes, sir, Ski.
What you smoking on, G?
I'm smoking on smoking on runts, you heard?
My boy's got the runts, not the fronts.
Don't front to you. I runts to you.
Young LB.
Yeah, that's a fact.
You know what I mean? What you been dealing with these days? Jeez, the money.
I've been selling these hands, you heard? Look, the coochie grippers, you heard?
The coochie grippers?
The coochie grippers.
It's the coochie ticklers.
Hold on. The coochie ticklers. How much for the coochie?
For Christmas, the holiday special, $60. $60. I know how to work on the angles, baby.
$60.
Now, let me stop. I've been trying to progress, you know, trying to find opportunities, you know what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
Any opportunities for a better lifestyle, you know what I'm trying to say?
I feel that.
Positive lifestyle, so.
You know what I mean? Nothing but positive, nothing good but energy. just growth,
yeah,
and
that's
prosperity.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? So what you been, like, how you been going about that, like, lately?
You know, so I've been, like, doing my research on real estate, managing, you know what I'm trying to say? Things of that nature. Just trying to build, blueprint a couple things, you know? Hanging around you for once.
Yeah.
Shout out to our beat, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I mean, shout out to everybody in the attendance. I'm high. That's a fact.
But I'm glad I'm starting to see a lot more of my peoples and my peers just, you know what I mean? Just trying to think a little bit more out the box.
Yes,
you know
sir.
What I mean?
That's a
fact. My boy Daddy be doing his little not even little, son. My boy be fucking installing whole TVs. Nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga little got himself a real ass side hustle. Cause motherfuckers want their TVs mounted. Nobody like their TVs on the floor or on the table.
Get
no
your,
more. Everybody wanna look up at this shit on the wall.
Get your TVs off the floor.
I think I need a TV installed.
You know what I mean? I'm starting to see more people into stocks and trading and shit like that.
Yep.
I'm starting to see more people trying to create their own businesses. Mm-hmm. I'm starting to see people and like just
trying to incorporate some things. Trying to put your name on something. You know what I'm saying?
I fuck with it.
Building legacy. Building legacy.
Yeah, for a fact.
I'm going to say this.
I was having a conversation with some people today. And like our generations and the generations after us, none of us are 9-to-5ers. None of us have aspirations to be 9-to-5ers.
Don't
that's why we
that
be
either.
Arguing with our parents on why you don't want to get this government job. Because I'm going to be stuck there. God damn it. Fuck.
Oh,
no.
That's a fact.
I don't want to work for the post office.
All day.
Okay?
All day? Work for some.
Why can't you believe in my dreams and I can create my own benefits?
Let's talk about it.
I can create my own benefits.
Amen.
My own 401k. Yay! My own Medicaid.
How I work.
No, I'm talking about.
Hallelujah.
Why help build your dreams when I could build my own?
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Why help you when it could be a partnership?
Facts. Facts. And with that being said.
You understand?
That's it.
Why we can't help each other?
You know what I'm saying?
Each
facts.
Teach one. Two heads is always better than one.
Each one, teach one. So, I wanna share today's holiday weeder kit with y'all, because you know what I mean, every episode had a weeder kit. We did the weeder kit recap. First of all, what's one weeder kit that resonates the most with you? That you think most niggas should follow when they smoke with you?
Have your own products.
Woo!
Your own roll up.
Woo!
Your own papers.
Supply yourself.
Your own lighter.
Weeder kit number two.
You know what I'm trying to say? Make sure you have your own weed and don't come with no bullshit. If you know I got some Zaza, don't come with no mid. Don't come with no block work. You know how to spend $1 on this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Don't think you just getting in where you fit in, because I ain't one of them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, get to that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's about it. And don't bring nobody else knowing this. Two lips on one blunt. You know what I'm saying? Boy. Trying to add on to my collection. You know what I'm trying to say? Yeah. You and me help we. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All
right. And so the holiday weeder kit is kind of like an oxymoron. And the weeder kit is that fuck the weeder kits during the holidays. anything goes during the holidays. If it's Christmas and you want to smoke, Merry Christmas, my nigga. You ain't got no supplies, Merry Christmas, my nigga. If you ain't got no weed, Merry Christmas. My nigga. But after today, you better take your ass home. After Christmas Day, after New Year's, after fucking, yo, 420. 420.
Ooh. Talk about it.
It's like, I don't give a fuck about the Weedy Kiss on 420, but it's like almost like, why should I give a fuck about the Weedy Kiss? Because everybody should have weed today.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Respect.
I shouldn't have to worry about a Weedy Kiss on 420 because everybody should have
weed. You supposed to be digging in your life savings.
I'm trying to smoke till I can't
what?
Smoke.
What? It's 420. It's a national holiday for the shit I love to do. Let me make sure I got some for this day. Even if it's like a cool dime or dub. No. That you gonna have to make that dime or dub count today, my friend.
Hey yo,
I don't have an add on with me. Like,
nah,
yeah,
so
bro,
I remember like a couple years ago, right? Nah, that's a fact though. Nah, that's a whole fact. Never lie. But I remember mad years ago when niggas used to go to Central Park and smoke weed in there, wait for the airplane to drop old weed.
I heard.
I was waiting for that airplane forever.
I heard that shit was that was a real thing?
Yeah, that was real.
It didn't take these motherfuckers out
I'm
now.
I'm talking about everybody you could think about was there smoking. The cops was approving it too. They just letting niggas chill and smoke.
Oh, hell yeah. You and Square is a
like,
hot box.
Certain people was like, yo, you just missed the plane. That came an hour ago. You know what I'm saying? Like, boy. You know what I'm saying?
They trying to throw your ass off.
They selling me dreams. You feel what I'm saying? But word.
Yeah, I just told that nigga he missed the plane. That shit ain't even come yet. If I missed the plane, why the fuck y'all still out here?
No, they said you can't leave with it. You got to smoke it in the park. What?
Word?
Hell no.
That's what they said. They said you can't leave. They said you got to smoke that weed in the park. You can't leave with it. So you telling me you going to give me some good shit?
Oh, probably the weed
that
actually came? Because I don't know. You know, they probably have some good special weed that probably came. You know, the government got all types of shit going on. You know what I'm saying? It was probably giving out free. Probably was giving off free weed.
That
I don't think it came off the airplane.
Like it just fell from the sky.
They probably just was handing it out. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't think I would have trusted it. I honestly don't think I would have trusted it. I would have been like, nigga, I got my own pack. Like, who knows what the fuck. They dropping down from the fucking.
What about the vaccine?
That nigga's not listening.
Like, for a minute, boy. What have you like? They're gonna be up and stuck like that.
Niggas got that shit from
you. You hurt, bro.
But yo, do you support like throwing the weeder kits out of the window for you know, one day of a holiday? Let's say if it's somebody's birthday, let's say it's Thanksgiving, you know what I mean? Family, Christmas.
Oh yeah, New Year's Eve. I don't care, cause auntie run it down for that. She need her smokes too. You know what I'm saying?
Nephew, nephew.
You know what I'm saying?
Let me just get a little
nephew. You want to smoke? You want to try something out? You know what I'm saying?
How you feel smoking with your older relatives? Because like during the holidays, we really be together, and the cousins is one thing, but when auntie or uncle come,
let me
get a little hit of that young blood.
I really smoke with my aunt, so when she get her groove, it's like Stella got her groove back. She. Ooh, she starts shaking her rump, you know what I'm saying?
You don't sit your ass down.
What you were saying, Daddy?
No, I was saying, you think your mans be steaming.
You said,
they be steaming. They'll steam the shit out your blood. I swear to God, nothing
is like that. Zaza, they can't.
No.
Yo, old heads.
No.
Old heads.
No, that's not true.
Old heads cannot handle no top shelf
hat. That's hat. That is lies, bro. I'm telling you, I know some old people. They everybody coughing, they hit, they be like this. Yeah, they lightweight.
Yeah, that's what they mind.
They be high as shit, dude. That's what it be, though. They be
maybe talking for hours. Yeah, I've been doing this, Emma. Yeah, ain't nothing new to me.
Next
been
hour, they
been getting coochie, boy. What you know about some coochie? Don't know about no coochie, young boy. Been getting some coochie, boy.
Boy?
See, auntie. Tell your thing too about your auntie, boy.
So
like pass the weed.
Alright, so
I had a whole story with my blunt.
So boom. This is when I used to fucking just chill outside in front of my building and shit, right? So me and two of my boys my age that I grew up with, we chilling outside smoking and shit. I had some ice cream, some platinum, and some peanut butter. Right? Went through the platinum, went through the ice cream. Homie, my boy IG. His name was IG before there was an IG. So fuck out of here.
Get to that.
You know what I mean? So he pulled up. Straight gangster niggerish old head. He's like, what the fuck y'all over here doing?
Like, nigga, we smoking some loud.
You can't even handle this. He's like, fuck out of here. He smoked some of the little bit of the ice cream with us.
Okay.
He was just like, all right, this is all right. Got to that peanut butter. Nigga did exactly like this. I passed him the L. And we watched him because we was all saying the same shit. Like, damn, this shit is fire. Like, wait till this gets to IG. Give me an idea. Yo, what the fuck is this? I'm just like, that's that peanut butter, boy. This thing, he probably took one more. And he was like, nah, I'm not fucking with y'all. Like, straight facts. Like, I mean, to you it's a little different, but like, you know, old heads can't handle the shit. Like, my uncle even told me a couple of times, yo, leave me some shit. Don't leave me none of that shit with the wild ass names. That shit.
That's true.
Yeah,
you know
I mean?
Man, my uncle, I act like he don't smoke regular.
I'm like, uncle, I don't even know nobody who got fucking regular. What are you talking about?
On my mother? Fuck is you asking me for? I don't know who got no green, no Coda, no green. I thought that shit almost
the greens.
I thought that shit almost didn't exist. I thought that shit was dead. Mom, I thought that shit was dead.
That shit
still sunlight.
Nigga, that's stupid.
That shit is a myth at this point.
If you find something, bring it to me. Let me see. I'll switch with you. There's just memories right here. I'm not going to smoke it,
off the top of your head, when's the last time you think you actually been in the presence of some greens?
Bro, I remember my bro said he got that shit for free. Yo, anybody that know me, I was so mad. I said, yo, bro. Yo, get that shit out of my crib, bro. He's saying it for me, his family, so I let him smoke it. But, bro, I'm not passing that. Don't pass that to me, bro. I don't like it, bro.
The last time I smoked some green, the last time I've been in the presence of some greens was dead ass, like,
I ain't seen
2-3 months ago.
What?
And somebody passed it to me. And I did the same thing IG did. I was like, that's a familiar taste.
What the fuck is this?
Yo, what I the fuck is green. This? He like, and nigga had the nerve to smile at me. That's that.
What the fuck is
that? That's that Reggie Bush. I'm like, nigga, you just gave me greens?
He's like, what you got going on, big fella?
That's valid greens. That's valid greens. I'm like, ain't no greens valid greens. You know, don't ever get a shit.
Yo,
to
you
me
know,
again.
You know what's people? You know what's people favorite line? Yeah, you can't forget where you came from. Well, when I was smoking, I came from good weed. This wasn't it. This we found out about green because of stretch. Okay, yeah, we could roll multiple blunts. Y'all could smoke that, and I got my Zalado.
Nah, I'm real
the side.
Old school. I'm not gonna lie, I'm old school. I remember when green.
It
was fire.
Yeah, it was. But that's what I'm saying.
Fire.
It was airy.
I'm talking
it was,
about.
It was airy. But that's what people. Right. But it was good, though. It was airy.
And a Blountville, boy.
That's because we found out about
it, though. A Gustmaster and a chocolate? Nah, come on. Huh?
That's because niggas was smoking young. That's the only reason why that shit was hitting. Fuck out of here. Only good greens I ever heard was greens that came from Jamaica.
Nah, son. I lived in Philly. Philly green. It smoked different. I'm not gonna lie to you. They shit hit different. It's a little different. I don't know what. Nah, I don't know what they do it.
That shit.
Like I don't know
weed.
If they dip oil
that shit
in their
weed on the steak.
Yeah, it'd be half and half. You know what I'm trying to say? It'd be shit, out of town weed. You could tell the difference from out of town weed to New York weed. New York weed is real different. Like I don't know what it is. It's just different. Word. Yeah, I was in Florida. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, I hope I
Miami, they weed trash. You heard it here first. Dirt.
I just hope nobody.
Nah, dirt. I don't hear nothing. They shit booty.
They said booty.
Miami weed.
They got the dispensary.
Garbage. Pack it up.
Bro, this is
put the body bag in a body bag.
Listen,
they disrespectful too.
I just hope.
Matter of fact, let me stop.
It's 2020. No Miami slander.
Nah, but hold on. It's 2000.
I love y'all, Miami.
It's 2020. Everybody go to the dispensary, bro. They weed ain't trash.
I guess.
Everybody.
I mean, no.
Bread.
Yeah, not for nothing, though, bro.
Everybody,
when I'm on Ocean Drive, and I don't know where, like, whenever I'm on that block, you know what I'm saying, and I'm catching my vibe, and yeah, I need some Zaza.
And for everybody who like, ain't got dispensary bread, Runtz is not $40.
Not at all.
They ain't never been $40. They barely $50 and $60, that if ass. We being honest. 70,
keep it real.
You know what I mean? Your wallet. Yo, I got Runtz for $40, nigga. That shit was hitting.
The regular one.
Don't let it fool you. Confuse you. You know the usual. You feel me?
You call that Runtz. Unts.
Funds. Yeah, the
Unts.
Yeah, the chips. The Unts.
The Unts.
The Unts.
Unts.
If it ain't skunks, me no Unts.
He said this shit S-O, missing the U-R.
Come on, man.
But I just hope that none of our contestants rolled no greens or no bullshit. So it's time for us to judge these blunts.
Damn, chocolate dip.
My boy Jesus. Trap. My boy Trap. He won the speed contest. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to see who went in the quality contest.
Better be a shooter.
That's me. That's me, buddy.
Let me get Steph's. Let me get DC's. And let me get Renice.
It's Ernie.
Let me get Steph's. So this is all right. So we're going to judge them. We're going to judge them one by one. So this is Steph's, right?
Y'all got
the
light?
All
right.
What you?
Man, why chocolate had to dip?
This shit like the Incredible Hulk.
That shit, no lie.
A lot of mercy.
Yo. Can y'all...
A lot of mercy.
I ain't gonna lie, it's not a lot of room.
You know,
it's not a lot of room, but it's
just like a big booty.
Don't be nice.
This is a Labor Day blunt, you heard? If your blunt ain't looking like this on Labor Day, me and I want it. What y'all do with that? What y'all do? No. Give it back. Yeah? It gotta look like this though. For real.
It gotta look like that?
Yeah, bro.
That texture is a little sloppy. I ain't gonna hold you.
I mean, hey, fuck it.
Yo,
I mean, as long as it pull, right?
Yeah, and
as long as it hit, it got to shoot.
You did try to light it on the wrong side, though. Moving too fast, you try to light it on the wrong side, though.
Right, so, Steph, come spark your blunt. We're going to smoke it. Let me see, though.
Nah, it don't got 100 papers.
He said that shit got 100 papers.
It got a tumor, though. It got a little...
Oh, he tore it, and he had to patch it up.
Yeah, he had to make it
got
work.
A little titty. All right,
so Sparks...
Damn, this shit broke.
You almost made
right
a catch up with that by doing that, too.
Spark your blunt. We're going to do a little puff-up fast. Give it back to you.
I know, my shit...
What we doing? Oh, that's man. That's another thing. It got a pull, too.
My shit shooting.
See, I already finished my shit. You bugging.
This is my third one, though.
Fuck. Where my shit at?
You didn't get to that.
All right. Steph Blunt.
Oh.
Judge number one. What you think?
It's a little airy. A little hairy.
A little
hairy.
A little airy.
Hold up.
Is it a rubber ducky?
Hold up. Wait.
This shit is floating.
Hold on. Wait. Okay. Ooh, this is looking like an RB intro. All right.
Got maximum pull.
Yo, Steph,
it's airy, but it got maximum pull and the hit is nice. The hit is nice. So yeah, you know what I mean? That was fine.
Only thing I'm gonna say is, right? Nah, but only thing I'm gonna say is, right? If it come out to this occasion, I said my man Steph was gonna roll it faster, but DC Blunt was gonna hit.
We're gonna see.
If it come down to that occasion, I'm just psychic. Call me That's So Raven.
What you want, G's?
That's so baby.
That's so Dottie.
That's so Dottie.
Aye, aye.
But I know my boy Steph, though.
What we talking about, G's?
That's him? That's him?
How that's feeling? How that's feeling?
No letting go, no holding back, because you are my daddy.
Nigga Blunt made him do the mambo.
No, that was a
That's the Willie bounce.
It was a Willie all the way into the.
I only saw the shoulders.
I like that though.
All right, that.
That was a Labor Day blunt. I ain't even gonna lie. Ooh, you get a 10.
Ooh, what up? What up? What up? What up? You seen that facial expression? What up?
I'm gonna say,
what up?
You know why? And I let the blunt season. You heard? Because sometimes at the end.
Hey, Mike.
Oh, excuse me. At the end, everybody blunt don't hit. You feel me? You know, the roll to be extra fonto sometimes.
That nigga puts that stone on that.
Hold on. Is really the judge. I'm gonna tell you that.
I'm gonna say something.
I got that from my buzzer, Ecolot. The third person is really the judge.
So I don't
know how it really is. You count, bro. You count, but it really, you gotta let it marinate.
All right.
I'm hitting it. That first blunt was kind of,
yeah.
I just gotta say something. It's just, I got the type of blunt, you know, it's a build up. So, you know, it just punch and punches as you and keep going down to the end.
Damn.
I got to follow up after
yeah,
this.
Yeah, me.
I really don't want to pass
yo,
it.
Yo, Renique, you next.
Just right.
Yeah, yeah, me.
DC next?
Yeah.
All right, DC.
We just going to call that blunt, though.
What the? What the? A lot of mercy. Y'all about to bring the trip making out of me. How many pulls y'all took?
I want to make sure I take the equal amount of this shit. Yeah.
Word.
You already took more.
They looked like they took five.
Oh, you want to hit it again?
Nah, that ass. Okay. That blunt turned me into Shabba.
Shabba.
Yo, what mercy. What weed is that, too?
Lot of mercy. Hey.
We got the Vic. Not the baby.
Oh man, you ladies got something to prove now.
If I'm not mistaken, that was some Venom OG, right, Steph?
Yeah, yes, sir.
That shit was heen.
The stakes is up.
DC, DC, come on down.
DC. The ladies roll shooters too, though. So yeah. I feel like females roll better than niggas. This is cute. This is giving me Beverly Hill vibes. Okay. Smoke my joint.
Now, boom. This is all right. So when I talk about like texture and how Steph's was a little sloppy as far as texture is concerned, this is what I mean. This is a little bit more clean.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Facts. Do it for the ladies. You know what I'm saying?
You see how I just roll back and forth?
Oh, you know what I mean? Talk to him. Okay.
Boy, Steph had the hydraulic.
Talk to him. Okay.
Yeah. That was Bruce Barron that turned it into the Hulk. Like, yeah, you know I mean?
Gangster.
That motherfucker is that no, his blood still punching out his clothes and shit. All right, so
that shit came out strong though. Yeah, thank you. Came out strong. Smoke up.
Ooh, light work.
Ooh.
That was quick too. She got it quick.
It's like a cigarette.
That's too smooth. Exactly. Why is it so smooth?
I need a punch.
You need a punch? I need a punchline punch.
A punch.
DC blunts be punching.
That shit like auntie. More about 100 yes. Nails.
All right, let's see what we here for. Let's get it.
Take this one, beat your head. Whoa. Oh, okay.
Bro,
okay.
Hold up. Wait.
She's shitting on you, bro. She got
your
first judge.
Hold up, chill. Yeah.
Look at the smoke. Look at the trail.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
I think he like it.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, I think.
Oh,
he
man.
Like
he
like it?
Oh. Oh, why? Oh, Bobby Nobly.
You get it together, because, huh?
Hold up.
Before we even get that
yo,
started.
I ain't going. Yo, before you even start, bro. I hit that shit and I just lifted off this couch a little bit.
Ooh, you levitated, God?
Yeah.
Is the weed? Oh. Well, hold on, but is the weed to Fonto ratio good?
What you got? What you got?
No shit could bust because of the Fonto.
Thin mints.
Thin mints.
It could bust because of the Fonto.
She's smoking what you rolled up the first time.
And my shit, I son. I don't lie. So that shit,
I let's see what G say.
Ooh. That's a hit. I'm single again. I'm back on the. Ooh, I don't know how.
I don't know. Damn. This is
pack
a punch, boy.
Damn. And I don't smoke Bob Marley.
You heard?
But this get like a 9. Let's get a 9.
What you rate Steph shit?
I rate the Steph shit a 10, you heard? Oh. Just because of the quality of the shit that was in the blunt. You know what I'm saying? And then when it, you know what I'm saying? It was nice. It was Labor Day. It met the quality. It met my expectations. You know what I'm trying to say? This, I slept on this.
Yeah.
That's why I get this a 9.
I saw that, daddy.
I get out of 9.
I'm going to give Steph blunt a strong 8.5. I'm give DC that 9.5.
Down to me.
I gave
the third.
I'm giving DC that extra 0.5 for the texture of that blunt.
Don't fuck with me. Listen.
What you gave Steph first of all?
Hold on.
He gotta get his thoughts together.
He gotta hit the third one.
I'm gonna say it together in a sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
You ever say it in a
DC blunt, it's a little extra more.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about.
Alright.
It's hitting a little sip, but just a little extra more.
Alright. Like that weave is a little whoop.
Yeah, but the weed that was in Steph blunt, I don't know. That shit, it just tastes a little better
too. Mm-hmm.
Like, for me, I go for the taste.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing wrong with this. Your shit tastes good too as a motherfucker. Mm-hmm. This shit like a little.
Mm-hmm. What it got?
Got a little over the extra shoulder in it.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. So I give them, to my preference, I give them both a 9.5.
Oh,
heavy on it.
Heavy on it.
Heavy right, on
so
it.
So boom, where my phone at?
Because if she'd have had the weed that you would have had in your blood,
That's what I'm saying. Oh. And I'm glad you said that because I just felt like Steph just stuffed his blunt. Like, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, you put more in there. Like,
so I gave Steph 8.5, 10. What you gave Steph?
Nah, I got both of them 9.5.
All right, 9.5. So, and then DC, I gave 9.5. You gave DC 9.
Nah, yeah.
Good. All right, so Renique, man. Hey.
Heavy 9.
Renique, it's your turn.
Yo, don't think that because you took the longest that this shit might not be the best, mama.
Because you got a finesse.
She even had an extra blunt to roll on the lap.
Right here.
Look.
Hey, this is why she took the longest.
Look, the blunt looked like her. You heard? Got the head did and all that.
Hey, there you go. Nigga, Jesus on the road.
All types of shit.
All right, so you spark it. And then we're going to pass it along. This is great. I love this.
Yo, and I got a question.
Y'all rolling some sexy blunts, though. I ain't going
to
lie.
Me and you always talk niggas about it. I got a question to ask. And I ask everybody to see their answer because it's the end of the year. Yeah. And I think it's the best question to ask.
I bet.
We're going
to get into it.
Yeah, because 2021 got to be a change, man. I just want to know
what was the top 3 best weed you smoked this year?
Let's get it.
We can do top 5.
I can let you know. Whoa, yeah.
All right. Now watch out, win.
Somebody in the back got faith for you. Hold on.
I got faith for
you. Oh, you go, girl.
This tastes so good. What is this, honey?
Bubble Kush. I had the Thin Mints and Bubba Mix. That shit got me rocked.
It's nice. It's real nice.
See, that's the thing. That weed, it be dependent. Cause, can I tell you something?
Nigga making it hard for me. God damn, you spoke first.
Chat.
That's right. I got you, bro.
It's my boy.
You know what son told me before I hit the blunt? Son told me I was gonna taste the weed. You feel me? Like, it's alright if the blunt hit, but if I could taste the weed, like when it go through the nostrils, you know, you get that tingly, that you know what I'm saying? You know the shit that the cat do, like, like what's going on?
Shit, flavor your nose up.
Yeah, a little flavor, a little bit, a little sasson.
That bubble twist, baby. That shit tingly. Hit that shit. Watch him. What's his favorite?
That's good. Ooh.
tingly. Spicy.
All blunts was hanging just like the way I like it, too.
Yeah, y'all made it real, like, y'all made the competition worth its while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Facts.
Y'all made it worth its while.
It tastes good, too.
Renique, I'm giving that a 10, bro.
Wow. What you talking about,
Jeez?
Damn.
Jeez,
what we saying, man?
with the stutter in the voice.
Alright, so like, I don't wanna drag it, you know, but I gotta break it down to the why, like, you know, I make my decisions, how I make my decisions. You know what I'm saying? So first and foremost, right? So okay, I gotta get my TI.
We ain't got that much time. So
oh, I'm sorry. One thing for sure, two things for certain. I taste the weed, you know what I'm trying to say? But I like the punch, you know what I'm trying to say? And I like when you stuff the blunt. So I give that like a 8.5. Cause it was not too light, not too heavy. Yeah.
Just 8.5. Right, nigga.
8.5. Wow.
Come on, Daddy.
Got the little extra in there, right? But once again, whatever Steph had, that weed, man, that weed was just, that shit was just a little bit more, it tastes a little bit better. Like I said, so my in hitting wise, 9.5. Everybody got 9.5.
I bet. Yo, you heard it here first.
Everybody got 9.5.
You know what I mean? And...
It was a tie.
That's a tie between everybody. Damn.
Nah, like,
that's crazy.
Bonus round, extra blunt.
But yo, it was a tie between everybody.
Everybody got
28
points.
Yo, it wasn't a tie because he said 8.5.
I give it to Steph, son.
Yeah, give it to Steph.
Yo, I give it to all of them.
Yeah, all of them.
Yeah, I mean, yo. Before, ladies and gentlemen, we get up out of here. Let the people know where they can find y'all, which I got going on real quick before we just step off real quick. Go.
Yeah, it's your man Dottie. You can catch me on Instagram, Dottie_CTD. Connect the dots, man. You know the vibes.
Your boy G Money G's. You heard? Find me on Instagram, GZZDA, the one and only. You heard? Gang gang.
Facts. And yo, this has been a great episode. I know editing this shit is going to be so much fun. So make sure you follow the Smoking Words podcast. That's Smoke the letter N, Words with a Z at the end. Make sure you follow Punchline Punch on all social media. Shouts to Sirens NYC. That's what we powered by. Shouts to Arabi. Shouts to Classic Films. It's your boy RB King, a.k.a. Mr. Spliffendor. I got the bud. I got the punch. And I got the bars, too, because I spit bars, too. So follow my music and personal page. Punchlines with a Z. The letter R. The letter B. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.